أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين، روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين. One of the du'as that we have from the fourth Imam, Imam al-Sajjad, is du'a wa makarim al-akhlaq, in which the Imam gives us a lot of tips on how to live our lives in the fashion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be satisfied with and we would have a prosperous life. One of the lines that we have here, which is very important, and a lot of times we miss out on this, and we do not understand the concept of taqwa in this sense, is the passage in which the Imam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa hallini bihilyati al-salihin wa albisni zinata al-muttaqin fi bast al-adl. O Allah, give me the jewel that the salihin, the virtuous people, have, the righteous people have, and give me the zina, the beauty of the muttaqin. In what dimension? Fi bast al-adl, in spreading justice. This is an area that unfortunately many of us don't see the importance of and don't realize how it is part of taqwa, it is part of being a good believer and a Muslim. And without this, we can really not consider ourselves true believers and true Muslims. Spreading justice, the belief in the importance of justice for all people, for everyone throughout the globe. Whether they are Shia or they are not, whether they are Muslim even or they are not. If we want to go over the ahadith and the verses that stress the importance of this form of justice, this responsibility of the believers. For example, the concept of jihad itself, the concept of the jihadul ibtida'i, the offensive war, as some may call it. When the verse of the Holy Quran, if we refer to it, which talks about the war, which is considered offensive war, it says, why don't you put your lives on the line to save those mustada'afin, the men and women and the children that have been oppressed, intellectually oppressed, by those who keep them away from the truth. When people put their lives on the line in an even offensive war, the concept behind it, the philosophy behind it, the reason for that, for them to put their lives on it, is not to gain war booty, to gain power, to gain wealth, or to have slaves or any of that. The reason behind it is to save people from the oppression that they're facing. When we look at the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi in Nahj al-Balagha, the importance of justice is something that cannot be hidden and should be seen by everyone. He says at a point there, when a jewel, he said, if a jewel is stolen from a Jewish woman that is living under the Islamic government, if that happens, if a believer realizes that and gets to know that, if he dies out of the sorrow and the grief of why a Jewish woman was oppressed to that extent that her jewel was taken away, then I wouldn't blame them. Justice is a very, very important concept in Islam. Anywhere where there is injustice, we've got the responsibility of doing our share to bring that to an end. Wherever we see it, and by whoever, whomever it may be. We cannot sit aside and say, these people are not Muslim, or they are not Shia, or whatever else we may say. These are all excuses. The Islamic responsibility is that we have got to stand up for justice. We have got to stand up and voice our opinion. For those who think that this is not useful, beneficial, there's a number of people going on the streets, what are we going to do? What are we going to accomplish with this? There's a couple of things to say. One is in regards to the story of Ashabu Sabt. During the time of Prophet Moses, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, there was a ruling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him for the people, and that was the ruling of Sabbath. On Sabbath, the people were not supposed to go fishing. Some people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested these people, some of the people which were not very pious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them on those days of Sabbath. He brought the fish, they saw the fish around their area where they could easily catch them. On Sabbath and on other days, he did not allow the fish to go there. So they realized that there's a great opportunity that they're missing on Sabbath, on Saturdays. So what they did was they created pools, ponds by the side of the river where they had little gateways, and on Saturdays they would open that so the fish would go in there. They made fun of the divine law, which was supposed to be mandatory for them not to fish. It was forbidden for them to fish. They made fun of that by making this trick, thinking that they're tricking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A number of people remained silent on that, and a few people stood up and spoke to them, and spoke to them very firmly and told them that they're not supposed to do that. And when they were asked by their fellows, by the other believers, why they're doing so, they're not going to be listening, they said, "We want ma'adhiratan ila Rabbina. We want to make sure we have done our responsibility. We have an excuse. We told them they're doing something wrong. We told them at the very, very least." Now, for that particular scene, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us that the people that did that amr bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar were saved, and those who didn't faced consequences. At the very, 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 very least, we should say that we don't want to be on the Day of Judgment responsible for not saying anything for all the oppressions and the corruption that is happening worldwide. We want to say that we did our responsibility for that. But on top of that, we should realize the effect that this has had. This has continued for over 30 years. This call for justice that started by the verdict of Imam Khomeini to start this day of Quds on the last Friday of the month of Ramadan. We can see the effects of this. The Day of Quds is where we stand up and voice our opinion, make the world hear us, standing and chanting against the Zionist regime, who is the source of this government, this regime, the mentality behind it, the Zionism behind it, and the Zionists behind it worldwide are the source of corruption throughout the globe. Not just in the Middle East, not just in the occupied lands. So when we stand up on the Day of Quds and we voice our opinion, we stand up and we condemn the Zionist regime, their atrocities in the occupied land, we condemn the ideology behind Zionism, we condemn all forms of corruption worldwide, and the source of most of it is Zionism. This call has had its effect, has been effective over these 30 plus years. We can see the effects of it even in Europe today. What has happened is not something that just happened overnight. What you see, the Arab Spring as they call it, which in reality it's not Arab Spring, it is Muslim Spring. The spring amongst the Muslims in the Muslim countries, it is the human spring, it is the uprising and the awakening of the people globally. These don't just come about. Don't think that if we would have sat down and not done anything, this would have all of a sudden happened. This is the result of years and years of people coming out and voicing their opinion, standing up. This is not the time that we should stop this. This is the time that we should continue. We should make sure we have a stronger presence on the streets. People are waking up, more and more people are realizing the source of corruption and injustice worldwide. If we continue this message, we can hope that this will become a global call for justice, and that, inshallah, would be the grounds in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send the savior of all times, the one that will bring justice to the entire globe, Imam al-Hujjah ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. We should go on the streets as one of the greatest ibadat, as one of the greatest worships. Go with the intention of taqarrub, getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, getting close to the Imam of our time, and saying, we're doing our share. Oh Imam, we are ready, and we would want you to come. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of the Ahlul Bayt, by the right of the Imam, in this noble month of Ramadan, we ask him to hasten the return of our Imam, and we pray and ask him to allow us to become of his true companions, to be able to fulfill our responsibilities towards Allah and towards the Imam of our time, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.